I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles and turn with me to the 5th chapter of the book of Judges. And at verse 10, you will read, Speak ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment, and walk by the way. They that are delivered from the noise of the archer in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Here in these two chapters of Judges, chapters 4 and 5, we read of a great victory which God wrought for his people. And when we read these words, our hearts cry out to our unchanging God that in our day he would visit his church with his almighty power. We all long that our own gratitude to God will be deeper. We all long to God that our songs will become sweeter. We all long to God that our hearts and thanks will be better. In this story, in chapter 4 of Judges, we have related the joy that came to Israel after a very hard battle with their enemies, the Canaanites. But God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. Here we have the divine record on the book of God of liberty coming to those that were bound, and of freedom to those who were persecuted. Victory is sure. God's victory cannot be reversed. This great victory holds out for us all a glory greater than sweeter than ever before. We start a song, and a rejoicing mightier than we have ever experienced before, when God sets into our hearts a work of grace and power. His victory is glorious, and more glorious than we have ever experienced it before. Barak's conquest is only a skelf of a conquest compared to that great conquest for us by the captain of our salvation at the place called Calvary. Calvary is the conquest of all conquests. It is a never-ending, boundless victory which saved our sinful souls forevermore. The task of drawing off the refreshing water required for our daily supply becomes a place of victorious rejoicing. How precious is the supply of the much contested daily refreshment to the child of God. You can't have that refreshment if you neglect His Word and the careful reading of the same. You can't have that glorious refreshment except your heart is laid open to the drawing of waters from the great gospel river. This supply is available to us all. You don't need to limp to heaven. Thank God you can run. You don't need to stop along the way from tiredness, for no tiredness can come to the man or woman who's walking in the ways of the Lord. We all need to be refreshed. The devil never gives up, but we should beat him at his own game and never give up to receiving the power of Christ in our life to do the job what God wants it to do. There is no drink like the drink God prepares for His people. There is no meal so enriching that God prepares for His own people. For thirsty souls, there is the eternal drink of heaven. For hungry souls, there's the eternal feast of heaven. The glorious gospel of full salvation yields floods of blessing and plenteous abundance to all our hearts. Christ says to us, do not be thirsty, because grace is flowing like a river. God says to every one of His people, bring forward your seats to the table, for I have prepared it specially for today. The Lord doesn't set up any old food. It's always freshly cooked every day for the people of God. He has prepared for you today by His providence everything that's going to happen. It's all in His eternal plan. How terrible it is that many Christian people don't show in their lives anything of the fullness of the supply of the Spirit of God. There's a lot of limpers in the church. They need help. They seem to have lost the strength of legs and muscles as far as Christianity is concerned. One is only to pick up the stories of the martyrs, the stories of the great contenders for the truth of the gospel, to see with what strength these men and women did their task. Oh, that today our thirst may be slaked at the river of life. Oh, that today we'll all gather round the well of salvation. We can well say of the water of the Word of God, there is none like it. Give it me. Nothing can be supplied to the heart of the people of God like the table that is laid by the hand of Christ himself. How happy are those who with great joy and great thankfulness and great peace can testify to the refreshment prepared for them by the Master's hand. The old hymn writer wrote the chorus, I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. As I open my Bible, I discover what a book the Bible is. This is the gospel book. This is the golden book. This is God's book. This is, as the old Puritans said, the God of all books. This is God's everlasting word. It never grows old. It's the unaging book of God. And it is a book of gospel life. It yields the wells of a free salvation to all who seek it. The streams of everlasting life. There's a plenteous store in the storehouse of God. There is plenty in the unfailing supply of God's omnipotence for the child of God. The word must be declared. The gospel sound. They're the only sounds which can smash the tombs, break up the grave, and bring forth in resurrection glory the souls who seek the Lord. Life can be yours now, sinner, by coming from death to the place of life, which is the cross. The Lord wants to lead you from the darkness into light and from the bondage into blessed liberty. Oh, that we might have tongues provided to us that are ablaze with the celestial fire of God's anointing. The gospel is the only sound that can raise the dead and make the people hear his living word, my brother and sister today. It's the gospel word. It is refreshing like the dew. It is as refreshing as the morning grass and as the small rain upon the tender herb. Hallelujah! None can stop the wells of God. like a river glorious, is God's perfect peace. Are you living in the enjoyment of God's perfect peace? A peace that cannot be ruffled. A peace that cannot be disturbed. Hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I am hiding in thee. When I am in the midst of problems here and problems there, and everybody wants to see me at the same time, and people get very troubled. They think that the minister and the preacher and the politician sits down at his desk all day and sleeps. Well, there's no sleep for the man of God. He's lucky if he gets to bed before 12 o'clock. It's nearer 1 o'clock for most of us. And is he lucky if he can lie in a bit in the morning? I usually eat my breakfast in the morning at 6 o'clock. So there's not much time. But oh, what the wonder is, the wonder that Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Are you standing by the river of God today? Do you see those massive waves on the ocean of God's love? Do you feel the gospel power today as you say in your soul, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. You remember the sly old Philistine king? He tried to stop the water flow from the wells of old Father Abraham, who dug those wells. Did he succeed? No, the old king died, but the water of life, it's still flowing on. God's love flows on like a river. His grace is undying and free. His drink is forever sufficient. It reaches and purifies me. Oh, let's come to the living water. Let us partake of it. Let us give to our body what it needs, the living water from God's right hand. Do you remember the prophecy of Joseph? And his father lay dying, and his father called all the brethren around his deathbed. And he started to speak to them. Turn over in your Bible to the 49th chapter of Genesis. Genesis chapter 49. And the old man, Jacob, is dying. And he has his sons around his bed. And he's speaking to them, and he comes to Joseph. Verse 22 of the 49th chapter of Genesis. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty. God of Jacob, from thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. But we must take leave of Joseph as he continues to count his blessing. What about God's mercy seat? What a place that is in this age in which we live. Here is a mercy seat that is a veritable ocean of refreshment. What a joy it is to have the ear of God. He has always time to listen to his children. What a joy it is to know that the Almighty, Omnipotent God of heaven stops everything to listen to our prayers. What a joy it is that when we pray to him, we experience his answer. And his answer is always good measure, shaken together, full and running over. Oh, the bliss of communion with God. This is no one-way street. I don't kneel down and tell God what I want, and that's the end. I tell God what I want, and God gives me the promise that he'll do far more abundantly than we can ask or even think. Happy is the man that has the ear of God. That's why the first thing you should do in the morning is to lift the book and listen to your heavenly Father. And the second thing you do, you should kneel down and say, oh God, I'm starting a new day, but I want to walk and step with thee. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm, a heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. This is heaven begun. Come with me and let us start a choir today of praise. Remember Samson? He was exhausted and weary. He was ready to die. He knew the power of prayer and he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard his prayer, and he found the water that he needed. Streams of life, a store that was opened to Samson that day. May God enable us to meet at the wall of salvation. I believe in the sweetness of God. I believe in his tender mercies. They are new every morning. How God cares for us all. How God comes to us all. How God plans for us all. Glory, glory, glory to the majesty of his grace and power. Mark well the fighting words of my text. Mark them well. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. The gates were the place of government. It was there the final victory was declared. Christ assures us he is building his church, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Where the Lord is, there is liberty. Who the Son makes free, they are free indeed. As a deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone, my God, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother. Even though you are the king, I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver. You're the apple of my eye. Listen to these words of Scripture. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Oh, that God would work his power and blessing in our hearts today. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of sin remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which, like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. And someday we will take the step from this old world to the world to come. And then for the first time we'll hear heaven's song. And for the first time we'll not need a hymn book, for we'll know every hymn in the book. For the first time we shall dwell with him, and we'll never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say goodbye, for in that land of joy and song, they never say goodbye. Dear Christian, are you living with your ear to the music of heaven? Are you living with your mouth close to the ear of God so he can hear your supplication? Are you living with heaven below already broken in your soul? I trust that today we'll sing that verse with gusto as we sing it. This hymn which says, oh, to be with Jesus. And the other hymn that says, oh, to be like Jesus. May God bless our meditation today. And tonight we will look at this brave woman, single-handed, who destroyed the terror of the people of God and brought the man who should have done the job and failed, Barak, into her tent and showed the enemy in his death, miserably done to death with a tent peg through his temples. There was no honor at the end of the day for the devil's man of war. The honor was all on a simple woman who believed God and did the work of God and rejoiced in the victory of God. Let us bow our heads. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word. Thy word is truth, right upon our hearts, and bring us in to the joy of the Lord today, for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen.